Dakota salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at COTA.com/trip planner.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
I think we talked about this. The number of old people snorting cocaine now.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Let's go. Who wants in? 713-780-3776.
Texans winning this week. Sorry to all you non-believers and haters. I'm the one that said they would win last week. I'm the one that's going to say they're going to win this week.
Who?
Texans.
Oh.
I'm not worried about Denver and Sean Payton. This is a revenge game for the McNair family. He would have talked that yak whenever he was on Colin Coward's show. He's going to get done up now.
Didn't they already have their revenge game in 23?
They beat their ass.
Texans beat their ass?
Yeah.
23 at D'Amico?
So it's on site for life is what you're saying?
Yeah, with the McNairs. It's on site with Amy Adams Strunk.
Okay.
So it's going to be on site now with Sean Payton.
That's different.
It's on site with them, and it's on site with Sean Payton now.
Amy Adams Skunk is just as a...
Strunk.
Okay. Well, Sean Payton wanted to try to embarrass the family, so that's on for life now.
So people around the league are afraid of McNairs.
If you want to get out of line and talk a certain kind of way, go ahead and try it. What happened to Deshaun Watson?
What did he do?
He got run up on too.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he tried to talk out of the side of his neck, and look what happened to him.
They just paid him. You mean they paid him to go away and traded him to a place where he got a pretty much fully guaranteed deal?
Yeah, but then what happened when he came here? Embarrassed.
What do you mean? Okay.
He got embarrassed. This is becoming a trend. If you talk about the McNairs a certain kind of way, you're going to get embarrassed, and it's going to be on site.
So
who else is – let me see. Who else do they
have?
You've
talked about them in a certain way.
Who else is in the scope?
I'm very positive.
Who else is in their scope?
Who else is in their scope, Dell?
You're the one who...
John, who else can you think of beside you?
Who else are they targeting?
Jack Easterby. He's a busy bee.
Well, they fired him.
Cully.
Yeah, that's right.
Cully.
No, Cully's lovable. Cully's like somebody from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory who gets, you know, eliminated early on, but wasn't that bad. Like maybe Mike TV or something. He wasn't Violet Beauregard. That was more... Jack Easterby.
You know, Lovey. Or actually, he ended up winning that game, and they didn't get the first pick.
They got CJ over Bryce. They don't have problems with Lovey.
Yeah.
They don't have problems with Lovey. They went to Lovey and said, hey, we can't hire Josh McCown because there's a lawsuit by Brian Flores. Do you think you would be head coach? He goes, yeah, here's what I get. This money, guaranteed, and no Jack Easterby. Keep him out of my business. And they said, yes. That's how that went down. That's my favorite thing is Lovey goes, I know how this works. I'm about to have a bad team. I'm going to get embarrassed. So you're going to pay me this amount of money guaranteed to take this ass whooping for you. And then you're not going to have your little busy bee on me. I don't want one fish, two fish, black fish, blue fish, or whatever he says. I don't want that guy.
All right, one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
No black fish.
Yeah, whatever.
You know what I'm saying?
And I love the fact that Lovey helped get rid of him, too. It's my favorite Lovey Smith move. Yeah. That and not sticking us with Bryce Young.
Yep.
Bryce Young, about that? Better record.
No, don't start this. Don't start this.
He kind of does.
Better record.
I thought they were both 3-4.
No, the Panthers are 4-4, I believe.
How did they get to 4 wins? He doesn't have a better career record. So, enough. I would much rather have C.J. Stroud. It's not even a thought. Like, Bryce Young is a skater. C.J. Stroud is a quarterback. And a philosopher at times.
I mean, Monday night in Seattle, I don't know who I
You can look. You're trying to go well, actually, on me. It's not even close. I'm it's C.J. Stroud over Bryce Young.
What their record is.
Pull me off of this win against the Broncos. What are you doing?
I don't have to pull you off anything.
The Texans, Pat Surtain being out, Nico Collins being back, is going to be a disaster for the Broncos. A disaster. Now that we've got our extra tackle set, our extra tight end set, our jumbo package.
I like it.
People aren't going to figure out, Nick Cayley wins again. He's outfoxed the rest of the league.
Hmm.
They ask him about it, like, when did you decide to do this? Because we always had this in our package. Like, yeah, but it's one thing to have an extra tackle. It's another to play him like the whole game, Nick. That's what they mean. When did you decide to run an extra tackle as a full-time tight end? We always have that. Yeah, every team has an extra lineman as a tight end for their big packages. You were playing this guy like you were playing him across the board. That's what they're talking about. And then you see someone ask him, hey, so that people can't just lock in on what you're doing, are you going to, have you thought of – basically they were asking about can he catch any passes, Blake Fisher. And he even said flat out, like, it's a work in progress. That means no.
Well, why giving it away? I mean,
I know. Snitches. Why are y'all trying to dry snitch our coordinator who finally figured it out with the good plays?
Snitches. I mean, we're trying to.
That's why D'Amico Ryans had to be on site with all you negative guys who are trying to dry snitch his whole game plan out.
Right.
Stop it.
What kind of kick in the nuts would it be for Sean Payton if Blake Fisher's out there catching some balls?
I know.
Right.
I mean, I know what Ben Johnson would do.
I don't know what he'd do.
Man, he'd already have like four plays drawn up for Blake Fisher.
I think you two have latched on the dry snitching and are using it incorrectly.
What are you talking about?
Well, no.
Dry snitching is snitching on someone indirectly. What we're talking about are people.
That's a very definition of dry snitching. When you ask a question that could end up screwing up game plan stuff. That is the definition of dry snitching. I've got a dry snitch in my house. My daughter. She's a snitch and dry snitch. She does both.
Trying to get information out, and it's like, what are you doing?
No, that's not dry snitching. You ask a question, and then the coaches can go.
He's being very combative today, John, because what happened with the Dolphins?
I tell you, I don't care.
Do you have your first round pick?
I know you're not talking about lack of eloquency.
Hey, John, he's on one, right?
Okay. Mike McDaniel's is your
No.
That's what it is. I know
his voice just got
I know he's not just talking about guys who aren't as clean as they should be when in front of a microphone.
Nothing but clean.
Let me ask you something. Do you have your first round pick or you traded away?
No, they haven't.
Okay. So y'all drafting quarterback? Cade Klubnik?
No.
Who was once thought of to be the fourth best player in college football, according to ESPN?
Hey, legitimately, I think there's going to start being discussions in the draft world about, first of all, there's not as many good quarterback prospects, but somebody's. I don't know if Ty Simpson comes back. If I'm Ty Simpson, I want to come back and play another year and get better and have more, because one-year starters don't do well in the NFL. There's a long history of that. Mac Jones, Dwayne Haskins, it's hard. Trey Lance. It's hard for one-year starters to succeed. But if you know you're going to be a top-three pick, like, it's kind of weird because it's more money, but it also ensures you're going to a bad team, and it probably puts you in the Sam Darnold category where there's a good chance you fail David Carr. Think about that. These guys who automatically go to, well, you can't pass up the money, you're going to be a top-three pick. But you're also stepping into a position, into an organization that there's a good chance you can't get out of your funk. Like, they won't be able to support you to be the best version of yourself.
I guess the question is, if you are a top prospect, how are you going to avoid a bad organization?
Yeah,
even
it's
happens
true.
Next year. You're still going to
But if you have more experience,
well,
you might have your
best
shot.
It'll be a much better organization without McDaniel.
But he wasn't talking about strictly about the Dolphins, just talking about teams
overall.
No,
I'm talking about in general.
Yeah.
Like, you could go to the Jets.
Yeah.
The
Is that
Jets
be great.
So the
a
Jets have the longest run in professional sports of no playoffs. That's what Mike Greenberg said, and Greeny's not going to miss on that. That guy's a Jets fan.
Dolphins playoff wins?
Yeah,
the Dolphins have. What?
But they've been in the playoffs. Not last year, but 2 years in a row.
I think it's.
Yeah, but they have the longest run of no playoff wins.
But it's the longest run of playoffs.
Not making
right?
the playoffs, the Jets. Right. At least in the NFL. I don't know about across sports.
Well, he said across sports. So you could end up going to the Jets, bad ownership, Like, if you're a quarterback, you really have to – if you're saying, well, I can go back and get NIL and revenue share, and I can get another year under my belt with Ryan Williams, or I could go get early money now and take a chance with a bad organization. If I'm Ty Simpson, man, that's a tough decision. Ty Simpson, quarterback from Alabama. That's a tough decision. And there's a lot of teams that need quarterback, and this quarterback draft, which looked good before the year, has really deteriorated quickly.
Jets, 14 seasons. Buffalo Sabres, 14 seasons. They didn't make it with my cousin as a coach. Mm. That's sad. 10 seasons for the Angels. Hornets have 9 seasons. And then no one cares about the other leagues. So Jets are tied for 14 years with the Buffalo Sabres. That's unbelievable, because hockey, everybody makes the playoffs. They haven't made it in 14 years. Good Lord. I thought my cousin Donnie was going to pull him out of that, but apparently not.
14 seems like it, not making the playoffs. I would think it's even longer than that. So the Jets have made the playoffs within the last 15 years? When we were on the radio 1560 with Rex Ryan. And probably Mark Sanchez, I'm guessing that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, because they were good. They had a really good defense. They were actually pretty good then.
Yeah, this story was April 24th, 2025. So, yeah, it's 14 years. This will be 15 now.
Of not being in the playoffs, longest in sports. So all the baseball teams have made it within the last 14 years.
Yeah. Wow. The longest is the Angels.
Well, and of course,
oh my God, when is
to make
the
playoffs in baseball now, too.
Right. When is the last time the Angels made it?
10 years ago. 2014 American League Division Series against Kansas City. They got swept. Mike Trout has 0 playoff wins in his
one of the greatest of all time.
0.
And he's got 0.
0-3 in the postseason.
I'm done talking about him.
Yeah, screw him.
He ain't been a factor for years.
No.
It's sad, too, because it's like he and JJ. I just think they're so much alike. They kind of look alike, and they both had their careers like short-circuited a little bit. I mean, the excellence of their career short-circuited by injury a little bit.
Injury, but at least JJ contributed to postseason success.
Yeah, JJ had some, round one wins, yeah.
Right, that's what they did.
And if they had Matt Schaub, sounds crazy, but if they had Matt Schaub in 2011, they may go to the Super Bowl. Like, that's how good that team was. Defensively, the run game, everything about that team. Andre Johnson, that team was Super Bowl caliber team if Matt Schaub just was steering the bus and just, and then he went out and you had to go. And it was T.J. Yates was third string, right? You lost your backup too, if I remember correctly.
The first year?
In 11.
In 11. Yeah, and then 12.
12 was the year that Matt
13 is when it fell apart, right?
Yeah, 13 is when it fell apart. 12, they had more wins, but it didn't feel like they were a better team. Their defense wasn't as good. Wade Phillips' defense is never as good the second year as the first year.
No. Stay off Wade. Wade's my man. That's my guy.
What are you talking about, Steph? I like Wade.
I'm just saying.
Just a statement of fact.
Denigrating Wade.
I'm not denigrating Wade.
Sounds like it. Sounds like it to
Why
me.
Is he your man?
Do you want to apologize?
Because he was the coach.
What?
He was the coach when, he took over for June Jones, my team.
Oh, this is a roughneck thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was like, how are you have ownership of Wade Phillips?
So the Texans wound up that season, their quarterback roster at the end was T.J. Yates, Jeff Garcia, and Jake DeLome.
Yeah,
because of injuries to Leinart.
Better than that.
Leinart got hurt. Schaub got hurt. Yeah, so T.J. was third string.
Yeah. He was a rookie out of North Carolina. So, fifth-round pick, if I remember correctly. So, you have, Leinart was the backup. And Schaub got hurt in that quarterback sneak against Tampa. And then I can't remember how Leinart got hurt. Probably in a hot tub, burned himself. Hot water was too hot. Was trying to go for the choo-choo and got burned.
Whoa, wow.
That's just a guess.
What?
Wow.
Just a guess.
That's
something. You usually say choo-choo and no one knows what
Everyone
you're saying.
Knows what you're saying.
Yeah.
Just like everyone knows what you're saying when you say this.
Hey, give me some of that salchicha. Congratulations for getting it in. You kept your week
all week.
Streak alive.
All week I let you get your nonsense. Yeah,
don't
off.
Worry. For the rest of eternity, that'll be played every week. You know what's happening every month at GimmeTheVin.com? It's $25,000 giveaway. $25,000. John Clay Wolf says, you know what? Let's just give away $25,000. All you have to do is go to the website. You don't have to sell them your car. You don't have to do anything. Just go to givemethevin.com, send in your entries, and you get 250. You get 250 slots. If they buy your car, you get 1,000 entries into the hopper. So you're looking for the best way to sell that vehicle. There's one way. It doesn't matter what it is. GiveMeTheVIN.com is America's best car buyer. You get an offer for your car in minutes that's well above any dealer quote. It's simple. Just go there, put in your VIN number or your license plate. Doesn't get any better. Put your car right on the money, providing you with a hassle-free online option. They'll pick up your car. They'll deliver the check. They'll do it all. It's at GiveMeTheVIN.com. And you got a chance. Especially if you sell them your car, you got a great chance at $25,000 giveaway every month at GiveMeTheVIN.com.
I'm going to make it real easy. Houston, San Antonio, there's a couple of locations for Aqueduct Plumbing Company. The plumber that we can trust yesterday had a little backup in the sink, like, what's going on here? And I was ready. I had the phone ready to call 281-488-6238. But, you know, just poured some stuff down the drain, got it taken care of. It was a very minor issue I was able to take care of. And there may be some minor stuff that you can take care of. That's fine. But Aqueduct Plumbing Company, just know that if you need someone to check up on why your water pressure is not where it should be, if you need someone to check up on why, you know, you had a leaky faucet, leaky shower, there's a lot of things that they have to do to correct something that so it won't be an issue moving forward. Sometimes it's minor. Sometimes there are major issues. Get a hydrostatic test to make sure you don't have a leak underneath your foundation, because that can cause major issues. It ruined my flooring when I had it, because there was no moisture barrier underneath the floor that they had put in previously. It completely ruined it. Having someone come in and take care of plumbing issues that you can trust is a major, major win for you. Being able to get them to come out quickly is an even bigger win. And then having a fair price that's not going to crush you with something that's, you know, that you know doesn't feel right because you know they're taking advantage of you. Well, that's all we want from a plumbing company, and that's what Aqueduct Plumbing Company does for you. Check their services out online at aqueductplumbingcompany.com or call 281-488-6238.
Houston's only FM sports stations, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
You guys see, I mean, yeah, of course, what Wemby is doing is crazy. But Austin Reeves, you see what this dude is doing?
Austin Reeves is playing phenomenally.
Holy crap.
Nobody hates that worse than Israel the Caller.
Why are you putting racist on him all the time?
I'm not. He hates. He lets you know. He told you straight up. Gary told you straight up about quarterbacks. I don't know what he thinks about basketball players.
Austin, straight up.
He's playing great.
It's contract year. He turned down an extension he thought was underpaying him this summer. Going, nah, I'm not taking that. I think their Lakers offered him around $20 million a year. He said, nah, I'm good.
He's averaging 34 a game. He's
doing it with LeBron and Luka out.
And out. And making game winners. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, contract year, that's all.
Doesn't matter, man. That dude's good. You're going to have to sign him because LeBron's not going to be there forever. I don't know how long LeBron's going to be there.
That's too many white guys for the Lakers, though. How are you going to win like that?
Like, they had LaRavia out there. Dalton Connect, Austin Reeves. They're playing Minnesota without Anthony Edwards.
Y'all seen what Con Knipple's doing from Duke?
Charlotte, yeah. So Anthony Edwards is sitting there. He wasn't playing in Minnesota. And one of the fans goes, who the hell is number 12? It was Jake LaRavia. Anthony Edwards like, I know. I don't know who that guy is either. You could hear him audibly as he was watching. And they had the Lakers had a big lead in that game. They let the Wolves come back. And then, as you said, Austin Reeves hit a game winner to give him that win in Minnesota.
Yeah.
I don't know. The LaRavia, and you're not even just talking about white guys, like a European white, like Luka. You're talking about full-on American whites.
Yeah.
Connect, LaRavia,
old
Reeves.
Whites. Who is it that said old whites?
I don't know.
Remember, we heard that. Yeah. We heard that earlier in the week. So we said
that
old
was just
whites.
This week. Yeah.
That was a Pat McAfee. Talk about who hates him at ESPN.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, these are card-carrying white guys who might eat, like, you know, who might bet on a hot dog eating contest at July 4th. These are, you know, might wear sweater vest type of whites. Not, you know, not like, yeah, not Euro, not the Euro whites or the international basketball whites who have been used to practicing twice a day since they were 7 years old. Not those guys, like the Reeves, like listen to ASAP Rocky type.
You think that's what he listens to?
Yeah. Plays in the NBA? Yeah. Most of them do, Dale. I've got kids.
Well, my kids don't musical play, your taste. Kids don't play in the NBA.
No, but they could. But their musical tastes are very NBA.
Got it.
I don't know if they like NBA Youngboy, though.
Did you hear?
Yeah, go ahead and say it. I saw the story.
So, apparently, for some reason, through coincidence, the Miami Heat have followed NBA Youngboy. After he has a date in an arena, they play the next day. So it's happened three times already this year. So one of their beat guys, Ira Winderman, was like, for the third straight day, or third time in this season, the Heat are following NBA Youngboy after he played a date in this arena, and the smell is always the same. and they're currently disinfecting the locker rooms.
That's great. It's like getting on a plane with KD and Drake.
Apparently.
Apparently he gets... Holy crap, that is funny. How is that? That's got to be the most odd coincidence ever.
Yeah, I don't know. Yes, he's on tour, but like they've had a couple home games, but they've played now three games on the road. I don't know if there was a home game in there. But yeah, I guess he's on his East Coast tour and now coming west. And they just so happened, because they played in Orlando first, the site of Terry Rozier's arrest. And then they played in Memphis, had a couple games at home, and then they played in San Antonio last night. So I guess he was just coming to Texas, and the weed followed, and so did the Heat.
Huh. 713-780-3776. Is Jonathan there? Who? Oh, Donovan. Let's get Donovan in here. Hey, Donovan.
What's going on, fellas?
How we doing, Donovan?
Oh, man, I'm doing all right. It's Friday. I'm feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm rolling with you, Lance. I'm calling the Texans win.
There we go. And sometimes you get a little nervous about it sometimes. So you feel good about it?
Man, I feel good about it. You know why? Texans are 3-0 when they play at 12 o'clock this season. It's another noon game, home game.
There it is.
I think they play a spy football. I think they come out 23-20. If they keep Denver under 20 points, we win the game.
I can see that. I actually like that. I like that score. Number one, it puts you on three field goals, which is, you know, what the Texans do, two touchdowns. I think 23-20 is a good score. And I have not seen what the point spread is this week. It feels like it should be around Texans 3. It feels like that's what the number should be. Probably closer to pick 'em. With no Sertan, I don't know what it's going to be. But, yeah, I it's not going to be an easy one. I think it's going to be tough. But I do like the Texans this week.
Okay.
I like that score.
That's what's up.
Yep.
We're going to see a positive vibes this season.
Yeah, I will be very excited if we can get a second straight big game from him. I'll be very excited.
I am looking for a, like, nothing score through three and a half quarters.
Neither you don't team. Think we can score on them without their best corner?
I'm hoping not. I got 0-0 in the pool.
Oh, man, we can't listen to you.
Okay. Man. 66 cents per
I'm
second.
I'm hoping not.
Listen to him. I'm hoping.
I mean, I'd be with them. I'm going to clown them for saying it, but I mean, if I had a chance to win money, hey, long as we win.
Every second that it's 6-0.
So you want it to go to
zero.
Overtime. Can the Texans win at least 3-0 in overtime, or you want it to end 0-0?
Well, no, 3-0 in overtime. Well, you know what? At some point, they can get to, like, if they kick 10-10. A field goal, they can go back and score a touchdown 10-0. I'm 10-0, fine with that.
You'll be fine with, right?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Do you know that the Texans are going to have to face someone who's been racially profiled?
I did not know that.
Who's
Sertan's not available. One of their corners is Riley Moss.
Yeah.
And apparently, according to Sertan, Riley Moss is being racially profiled, because I think so far this year he's already been called for 7 pass interference penalties.
So Bomani Jones made this point too, that he thinks that Riley Moss is being singled out by the ref. He made this point like 2 weeks ago.
Well, watching that game, the last game,
it was a terrible call.
It was a terrible call.
It was a terrible call.
So he's been called through 8 games for 7 pass interference penalties. Wait, say that again? Through 8 games this season, he's been called for 7 pass interference penalties.
Oh my God.
Five have been accepted. He's also got a face mask penalty on his jacket as well. Here's Patrick Surtain. He does a podcast with Terry and Arnold. I believe he played at Alabama with him. It's called Close on Sundays with Pat and Terry, and he thinks his dog, as he said, is being racially profiled.
Pat, we was talking about your boy today, too. Riley.
Riley.
I ain't gonna lie. Go kill the tape with Riley, boy.
Yeah, he been hooping.
Riley hard.
Nah, Riley balling, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I think they racial profiling my dog, though. They cutting all these flags on my boy, man. I ain't gonna lie. The flags is egregious, bro. You don't understand, bro. He had a rep against CD. They ran fade. He was in perfect position, played the ball, played his hands. They caught a flag on my dog. I'm like, I don't know what it is, what they got against him.
You think they profiling your boy?
Yeah, they profiling him, bro.
How about that?
So,
take
a look on Sunday. If there are a couple pass interference calls on Riley Moss, guarding Nico,
that was a terrible call, by the way. It was in the corner of the end zone. He turned around. He went, "What the hell? I mean, what did I do?"
And it should not. Awful. It was bad. Yeah. Like usually, if you don't turn and find a ball, but he didn't face guard. Like he wasn't. He did turn his head. It did not rise to the level in that particular position of a foul. Was he racially profiled? I don't know.
Yep.
7 through 8 games?
Why do you think that's a lot?
7? That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Yep.
And hey CJ, target Riley. That's all we're saying. If you want maybe a bailout call on 3rd and 10,
I'll admit fans will racially profile. Well,
doesn't he have to take Nico?
I don't know if they will travel him. I'm not sure how they're going to do that. They would with Surtain. I'm just not sure.
Well, then you can match up whatever side he's on, put Nico on him, and get the call.
Or Nico will get open by himself, and if he's doubled, put Hutchinson on him.
Get the call.
And you'll get the call.
Might as well take advantage of racism while it's in your advantage.
Might as well take advantage of racism, John said.
Right.
If it's in your advantage, he said.
If it's in your advantage.
I think people have done that for years.
What do people think about Taquerias Aranda?
Well, I can tell you this. They know delicious food. I talked to Saul the other day. He's got a little gift for us. When he brings up, he's going to wait for you to get in town, unfortunately. But he's going to bring food and something. I know Del and I just say, bring it up now. Don't let John have any. But he wants to bring John some food, too. So he's going to have breakfast tacos come in and a hat for us. And we're going to do a live remote from one of their locations. I'm really excited because, you know, this location we're going out to in Cypress they have created a sports bar out of part of the bar, and he said it's going unbelievably. People are flocking to that thing because, you know, if you find a good spot that has good food, good drinks, and a good vibe, it's great to go watch games there. It's got to have good TV setups, things like that, but they have it out there at that Cypress location. And they want you to come in and watch your favorite sporting events. If they don't have on TV what you want, ask them to put the game on that you're looking for. I've already told you lunch, dinner, and especially breakfast are available for you. A lot of places are not open. I get off the air at 10. I'm hungry. I want to eat. Guess where I know I can go? Taquerias Aranda's, because they're open for breakfast. So 10 a.m., 10:05, no problem. They're already open up. This is a great spot for you to enjoy authentic Mexican food at great prices. And bring your friends in, have your drinks, have a good time, especially on the weekend. Let's blow off some steam today at Taquerias Aranda's, multiple locations around the city of Houston, taqueriasaranda's.com.
I would put an under over number of Coors Lights this weekend, but I don't want to limit myself. I don't want it to be something where, you know, I'm not reaching a goal. It's not, I'm just going to have a weekend. That's all. That's all I'm saying. Just going to have a weekend. What's your weekend going to be like? Make it with Coors Light. Make Coors Light a part of your weekend. Make it a part of your life. You're just going to be better off that way. I don't know what beer you're drinking now, but it's not as cold. It's not as refreshing. It's not as good. It's just not as good. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. It is what we do. What we do is Coors Light. That's what we do around here. Okay. I got a 12 pack sitting in the fridge right now waiting for the weekend. And it's not just because it's the weekend. It's just because it's another day. So if you're looking for the best way to keep chill this holiday weekend, all you need to do is get you some cool, cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. Climb on, brother.
Houston's independent voice for sports talk.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I like this. Danny Cannell saying Willie Fritz should be up for every Coach of the Year award. He has his team towards the top of the Big 12 standings. It's been a great story. And I got news for you, okay? Got to go to this game. It's an 11 o'clock game. Get on out there. Come on, Cougs fans. The ticket sales were slow this weekend. It's like, I think they're just going like, well, it's, you know, West Virginia. West Virginia's no good. Whatever. We're going to win. No. You got to get out there. Let's go.
You want to give away some tickets right now?
Let's do it. 713-780-3776 at 845. 713-780-3776. We'll give away two tickets to the game. 713, go Cougs.
Why would they want to go to a game where it's 75 degrees perfect. And only a 15% chance of rain? Perfect. Why would you want to go where it's perfect weather?
Perfect. And then you got the rest of your weekend.
And is that
you have
game
a couple
on,
of beers out there.
Is that game
you
on go, ESPN? Because if it is.
And if it is and you got YouTube TV, you can't watch it.
Oh, YouTube TV.
I mean, this is a huge game for Houston.
No, it's on FS1. No worries.
Yeah,
but
you probably don't have that either.
For the game.
Yeah.
You might not have that. No, everybody's got FS1 now, I think. Yeah. So get on out there, Cougs fans. Come on. Support this team.
And what's the caller number?
Caller number 3 is going to get the tickets.
At 845.
845. So we get people that are listening. And that's the thing. I'm kidding. Oh, the signal, blah, blah, blah. Download the app and put it through your Bluetooth. Because I always do this. Lance doesn't. Lance just goes, call right now, blah, blah, blah. Instead of worrying about the people that are listening on the app, he doesn't care about people. So I always, you know, give the people a chance that are listening on the app. In the future, okay, so now everybody's got an equal chance at 845 to get those tickets. Lance doesn't care about the people.
It doesn't say the people on his paycheck, John.
No, it doesn't say the people on
his paycheck. Great Lance Berkman advised me of why sometimes the people don't matter.
He would let you know. And James, the great James Harden, the philosopher James Harden once said, he said, if they mind, they don't matter. If they matter, they don't mind.
Don't mind.
Yeah,
that's right.
I always live by that. I'm like, you know, James is onto something.
Yeah.
Same old J-Mo.
Yeah. He is a philosopher, that one. Mm-hmm. Bobby Hurley, who's the coach at Arizona State, had a quote this week about James. He said he practiced with the team, Arizona State, this preseason to get ready for the season himself, and he said he was unbelievable. He said there was one practice he didn't even touch the ball, and he dominated. I mean, he didn't shoot, take a shot, and he dominated the practice. That's how good he is. And he said he worked with all the guys at Arizona State and telling them how to see the game and what. That's one thing. You know, James got a lot of faults. James got great, great court awareness.
Yeah, for sure.
He does.
He says he's got good basketball intelligence.
I'm not a big fan of James, wasn't when he, you know, just the way he is, and then, you know, elimination James.
Yeah.
But, boy, when he is focused, he's got some basketball IQ. Holy crap. He really does.
While that comment is a credit to James Harden, the quote, what are we doing at Arizona State, Bobby? Let's pick it up on the defensive end. How about that?
That's what you think?
James didn't even shoot the basketball and he dominated your practice. Hey, wake up. Hey, what are we doing? Devise a strategy for a guy who's telling you he's not going to shoot to keep him from dominating the practice.
Well, Let's see where what he said was he's just finding all the open guys and making good basketball.
If you know he's going to be a distributor, hey, figure it out, Hurley.
He's not Dan Hurley. It's Bobby Hurley.
I know Dan got most of the coaching chops, clearly. But, hey, Bobby, what are we doing? I bet Dan would have figured out a strategy to keep Jane from dominating practice.
The Athletic named Dan Hurley the number one of the top 25 most interesting people in college basketball. Kelvin Sampson has to be on that list.
Well, he's great. Is he interesting? I don't know. Yes. I'm asking him a question.
Yes, he's interesting. Are you kidding me?
Is he on the list?
I don't subscribe to The Athletic, so I don't know.
Actually, I do.
You do?
Because I needed to read a Texans article, and I just haven't ended the free trial.
I know. I did that. I did that with the Houston Chronicle about a year and a half ago, and I still haven't.
I did, too. It's so cheap. I'm like, I feel bad for everyone losing their jobs in that medium. We're all having the same thing happen to us. Yeah,
I think.
So I'm like, I'll just sit tight with it for now. But The Athletic's really good. They got really legit people working for them. I've got it, too. Bruce Feldman's freak list is great. Dane's draft stuff is good. And individual team-by-team sports stuff is really good, too. I think they do a good job. Our guy James Palmer works over there now for Scoop City.
He does.
With Diana Rossini and
yeah.
I don't know if we're going to find Kelvin Sampson on this list. I'm scrolling through it. They paired him with a couple of long-standing names like Tom Izzo and Matt Painter. He doesn't get his own paragraph, but the three of them all together as some of the most interesting people in college basketball.
I mean, you talk to Kelvin Sampson and you're going to learn something. Kelvin Sampson is high quality character, and man, you sit down with Kelvin Sampson and you're going to be smarter for it.
Mm-hmm.
You are. That dude is special. He is special. He's the best coach of any coach that we have in this city.
Yeah.
Of any coach in this city.
Yeah, by far.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, not by far.
No.
Ime's really good.
We got Ime's really good.
Yeah, Ime's really good. I think those
two
are
real Ricky Clark erasure here.
What? What are you doing? What
he's
are you
the coach
at?
For the Houston Dash.
Oh.
Who is he?
Oh. Some real Ricky Clark erasure here.
Don't worry about it.
You know, who's moving up that list is Willie Fritz.
It's true. He's got a great combo over there.
Yeah. I mean,
what's the baseball coach up to?
Oh. You know, I don't know. Is Todd still there? Whitting?
I don't know that.
I don't know that.
It
either.
Is. I'll look it up right now. Yeah, he's still there. 16th season coach.
Wow. He's good. He's a good coach, too. He's a good coach, too. You just don't hear her. He's a good guy, too. Todd's a really good guy. 713-780-3776 is the number. If you want to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, we're going to catch up on breaks. How about a call today? What are you doing? I mean,
they're calling in right now.
Are they?
For the tickets.
Yeah. For the tickets. I'm going to call. If you call Robin over at Houston Powder Coaters, you are going to get the best in powder coater service. What is it? Go look at their Google reviews. Go look at their rating. Go look at, you know, I mean, what you're going to find is that Houston Powder Coaters is the biggest and the best. Houston Powder Coaters is working on this city. And not only this city, but all of the towns in the area. We had one local pool. You know, that's a township thing. And they called and they said, Robin, we've been listening. We need to get our pool lawn chairs and tables. We need to get them powder coated. And we hear you on the radio with John. And you know what? That is just awesome. You need to think about that as well. Look, it ain't your money. It's taxpayer money. You could do it. You could use it. Actually use it for some good, like powder coating and not having rusty, terrible furniture, lawn chairs, and tables at your local pool. So you got to do it now, though. Get it done so that when the spring and summer comes and the pool is full and everybody's having a great time, that it's all done and looks great. So you're looking for the best place to get that done? Houston Powder Coaters. Chances are you're going to work with Robin, and she's going to pick it up, and she's going to deliver it absolutely free. She won't do it, but the drivers will. And you're going to get you the best powder coating job that you can possibly get at HoustonPowderCoaters.com, HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
We got Bo Nix coming to town. Aqib Talib says Bo Nix is the best quarterback in that draft. Caleb Williams, Jade Daniels, Drake May, Bo Nix, J.J. McCarthy. Rank them.
Give them to me again.
Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, Bo Nix, J.J. McCarthy.
So McCarthy, INC, have no idea.
Obviously, he's last for you then.
Yeah, I don't even rank him because he's never played two games.
Ones would you want on your team?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to go Mr. just late. I'm going to say I'd probably go, for me personally, I would go one, Jaden, two, I guess Drake May, three, Bo Nix, four, Caleb Williams.
Yeah. I don't disagree with that.
I guess that's how I'd go. I think.
I might like Bo better than Drake.
I might too. Drake's got the higher upside, but Bo Nix is safer to me. So I thought about that. I was just trying to be respectful to how he's playing.
Bo Nix starts slow a little bit sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I think Bo doesn't have the same arm. Bo is a little better athlete. I think he runs better than May. May doesn't run. People want Drake May to be Josh Allen, but he doesn't run like Josh Allen. No. He didn't have that. He doesn't have that speed. So it's a good quarterback class, but Caleb Williams right now is, I just wonder if he's got the mentality to be a starter and a face of the franchise, leader of grown men. I don't know. You know, I don't know if that's going to be the case or not. He's clearly talented enough, but man, are they getting tired of him in Chicago. And I'm just thinking, this is just year two. We're not even done with year two, and you're already like, this is one of a tale as old as time, quitting on a quarterback fast. I get it when you're stuck with having to pay him big in the second contract, but man, you got to give these guys a little bit of time. If Baker Mayfield and especially Sam Darnold hasn't taught us anything, and to an extent, your guy from the Raiders, who's with Seattle, Geno Smith, that's a little different. That was he had a long run before he really put it all together. But the Sam Darnold thing has really opened my eyes to sometimes you just, if you believe in a talent, sometimes you just have to wait until they mature and get the right pieces around them.
That's
why there's so few elite quarterbacks who can actually elevate people around them and win with lesser stuff around them. There's very few guys who can do that.
Well, but yeah, and get out of those organizations. Look at Danny Dimes. Look at Sam Brad. Darnold. I mean, you just got to get away from them. And look at how they're thriving. And now Minnesota, you think they don't wish that they would have just paid Sam Darnold?
Probably, but Kevin O'Connell likes McCarthy. It's just a matter of getting him healthy and on the field, I think. I don't know if they can doubt
him. That ankle was just fine dancing around on the sidelines.
Well, he hasn't played. Well, he's going to play this week.
Yeah, well.
So we got to find out. He's only played two games.
Why didn't he play last week?
It's the whole point about not quitting on a guy. That's the whole point I was making. He hasn't, he obviously liked him better than Sam Darnold. Long term. And you get to reset your rookie salary. So let's see. I don't know. Let's see what J.J. McCarthy has. I don't know. We won't even know. That's the problem is you're not even really going to know until sometime next year. And that's a problem for them. You know, the Colts losing out on having playing time for Anthony Richardson, that set him back, and then he wasn't being professional. And basically they lucked into Daniel Jones. I mean, basically. They kind of lucked into him. Shane Steichen's great. Everything's falling in line for the Colts. Now the Colts are going to have to decide how much they're going to give Daniel Jones. How about that? Now you got to decide how much we pay Daniel Jones.
Why would you not?
Well,
why?
You may end up paying him Baker Mayfield money from when Baker went to Tampa Bay.
And guess
Bay.
What? You're winning. That Baker Mayfield money still gives you a chance to put money with the rest of the team.
It's still in the 30s.
Yeah, that's fine.
I mean, it's not
it ain't
cheap.
In the 50s or 60s.
Yeah, it ain't cheap.
Like Kyler Murray.
And Daniel Jones has to be smart. Now? Daniel Jones has to be smart. You ain't looking like this with most other teams. Don't be stupid.
Yep.
If this is just about getting as much money as possible, fine. But I think there's got to start being more quarterbacks who realize, and just athletes in general who realize, I've got forever life-changing money. Yep. I want to also win and get to the playoffs and have fun where I am. Right. I got to want to have that.
So 33rd team put out their Week 8 pass protection rankings. Just for Week 8, where do you think the Texans ranked?
For protection?
For pass protection.
As in last week?
As in just that game.
Yes. Oh, super high.
Two.
Yeah.
The Jets were one, and the Texans were two.
Yeah, super high.
So how much of that was CJ just throwing on time? You know, that was kind of a big deal. He looked like he was, you know, he wasn't. Guys were open, though.
Well, Bosa was all over him. Oh, that's right. He's out for the year.
Yeah.
He's injured. No, I mean, part of it was they don't have any of their defensive linemen. That helps.
Yes, that helps.
Any of their starters from the beginning of the year. Part of it was the offensive line played well. Part of it was CJ got rid of the ball.
Wow, the Bears were third and they lost. Here's something interesting. There were 26 teams, 13 games last week. The Patriots finished 23rd. Drake May doesn't have, I mean, he didn't have time. He doesn't have great wide receivers. You know, he's got Butte. I mean, but they were 23rd. Near the bottom of pass protection last week, and they kicked ass. That'll just tell you how well Drake May is playing. You don't have to protect me. I don't have to have unbelievable wide receivers. He's still making plays. I mean, that's pretty telling because, CJ doesn't have any time. He can't, the line sucks. You can't do anything. Blah, blah.
Yeah, that's not a great wide receiving core.
No, we don't
have Booty, he has old school Stephon Diggs.
Right.
You know, he's got just kind of some guys over there in New England. Hunter Henry, he's doing a good job. He's doing a really good job. It's interesting to see how some things are turning upside down in football this year. How we're having a little bit of a changing of the guard. Not necessarily Buffalo, I don't think. And maybe not the Ravens. Ravens may not make the playoffs because of what happened early. But, you know, we'll see. The Dolphins have become one of the biggest layups in football except for what happened to the Falcons. But, you know, we don't know what's going to happen with Atlanta now. We really don't know what's going to happen in NFC South, but the Colts look like they got a strong arm on this division. We'll see what happens in the West. It looks like more of the Chiefs. So sometimes the more things change, the more they stay the same, I suppose. I guess things are actually kind of starting to even out now that I think about them in terms of, I mean, the Patriots are a new player, obviously. They're a new player in the game. Colts are our new player again, based on where they've been. They haven't made the playoffs for a while, so we have some things shuffling a little bit. But I don't know. Maybe by within 4 weeks, if Baltimore keeps winning, it may be what's old is new again. We may just have Baltimore winning that division, the Chiefs winning the division, Colts are going to win here. Could be Bills winning the division. Maybe it won't change that much. Maybe it just feels like there's a shift going on, but maybe not. Maybe it's just the Patriots shifting, because a lot of the teams we were talking about, the Atlanta Falcons, the Jacksonville Jaguars, they're sliding off again.
Yeah. No, it's the same cast of characters. Except
just, they're just in different positions.
The Texans
positions
are out. That's all.
Texans are out, yeah. Well, I don't see them catching the Colts.
They're not catching the Colts. They're not catching the Colts. Although they could get in, but they're
they
not.
Could get in, but I don't think they catch the Colts. I mean, you have to beat the Colts twice. Pretty much have to win. You know, you're going to have to win. What do you have left? You're 7 games. You have 10 games left. You pretty much need to go 8-2 to have a shot.
Go Colts!
They're too good, man. John, I mean,
8-2 against this schedule does not look realistic.
No, it's not realistic. It's not realistic. And this is a big game. This is the biggest game of the year.
I've been told.
No.
The last 3 weeks, I think, I've been told.
When you're 0-3, every game you play is the biggest game of the year. Is it really a big game
when we've just said you can't catch a team?
Yeah, you got to make the playoffs now. Yes, you got to make the playoffs.
Would the Texans be better off not making the playoffs
so they can
actually properly evaluate their faults?
No.
Well, is this team, if they make the playoffs after the tough start, will they just think, hey, everything's hunky-dory?
I don't hear. By the way,
you know that Colts had that guy out to sing at halftime last year, right?
Go Colts!
And now there's a guy from the Texans who's trying to do the same thing.
Go Texans?
He's trying to do an intentionally bad thing.
Does he snort like a bull would?
I couldn't watch because he's trying so hard to oriform off that. Yeah, and I was like,
I hope if they make the playoffs, they don't think this was a good enough year. Like,
all right.
You know what? We're fine. We made the playoffs. Let's not make any big changes.
I don't know if you heard. We had the second best pass protection in the league.
That's great.
Last week.
Now do it against Cooper and Bonito.
Yeah. Okay. We'll do that. All right.
Hopefully.
That's right. No Patrick Surtain, so CJ's on time.
Fine.
Boom.
We're gonna be fine.
Boom, 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 boom. White boy in the secondary. Boom, boom.
Why'd you pull out the race card on us, right, John?
Whitey. Go after Whitey.
He's talking about Riley Moss, everybody.
I'm going after White Corner. It's just, sorry.
I'm sorry.
As John said, put the pedal to the metal on the White DB.
On Whitey. Yep.
I'm attacking him. Especially if they're going to keep giving him penalties.
Yep.
I mean, what am I? I didn't make the rules. So I'm just taking advantage of them.
Under, higher or lower on CJ's completions?
Ooh, that's interesting because they may try to run the ball a little bit. I don't know. I got to think about that one. They might see, and that's the thing with underdog fantasy. If I don't like it, on to the next one. Move next. Woody Marks receiving yards higher. No, that's an example. I do think. Yeah, I hate to say it. It's gone under a lot. I mean, it's gone lower a lot. But I'm going to go higher on Nico Collins. I think with the top cornerback in the league gone, I think it makes sense that wide receiver one for the Texans goes higher on catches, higher on yards. These are the things you need to be looking at. So you break down the game and you go from there. Yamamoto in baseball, what are you doing for baseball? Are you looking at baseball with the World Series? You're going to go higher on strikeouts or higher on total innings pitch, things like that. See, that's what underdog fantasy has. Underdog fantasy gives you the opportunity to really take advantage of your knowledge and how the game's going to go. You're going to watch them, so why not play the games along with it? It makes the games more fun. You get a little bit more sweat going. You get, the adrenaline raises for you because, you got a chance to make big money. Big money. No whammy. Stop on your games where you pick higher or lower on the statistics of players. Pick as low as 2, as high as 8 different players. The more you pick, obviously, the more you win. It continues to multiply and multiply and multiply, and all of a sudden you're winning 500-600 times your original play. It's Underdog Fantasy. Use promo code Lance on your first deposit, and that is going to unlock $100 in bonus funds and entries for you when you play your first $5. It's Underdog Fantasy. Use promo code Lance.
Must be 18 plus and present in Texas. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playandgetterms_DFS_HTML for details. Consider with your play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
Did you know you can save up to 70% on the best brands just by shopping at FromRebel.com? We're talking about strollers, car seats, high chairs, espresso machines, cookware, everything you need for way less. Here's how it works. Every single day, Rebel drops thousands of new products on the site for up to 70% off. It is a constant stream of endless deals from top brands like Upa Baby, Nuna, Baby Bjorn, Breville, Nespresso, KitchenAid, Le Creuset, and more. But you have to act fast because every deal is one of a kind. So if you see something you love, make sure you add to cart fast. So stop paying full price when you don't have to. Whether it's baby gear, kitchen upgrades, or a treasure for your home you didn't know you needed, Rebel has it for way less, up to 70% less. Shop from Rebel.com and save big.